Boss Man shows. We keep talking about Georgia head coaches here going to Statesboro, Georgia. Georgia Southern's head coach, Brian Berg, with me. Coach Berg, what's up, man? How are things down there in the borough?
Oh, all is well. Excited about this upcoming season. You know, excited for a little bit more normalcy this year. So can't complain. Hope you're doing well on your end.
No doubt. Coach, let me ask you this, brother. It was your first year last year we talked, and it was the COVID year. Coming in somewhere year one, dealing with all the COVID, no working out really the way you want to work out, trying to establish your culture, man, and getting 13 wins last year. How was that year for you last year and getting year one down in Statesboro?
It was pretty interesting. We took over the program. We had two guys that had played minutes on last year's team. We recruited nine guys by Zoom. Interesting time period where you're meeting guys for the first time whenever they show up to campus to go to school. Didn't really have a summer. Didn't really have a preseason. It was challenging times, but we wanted to instill our culture. We're about 19 months in regards to installing our culture. Feel like we're really moving in the right direction. We have nine letter winners returning this year. On top of that, a solid recruiting class. And it's great to have an actual summer as well as a preseason, you know, 30 days of training camp, and then getting ready to tip it off on November 9th versus a good Ball State team.
No doubt. I was going to ask you about that, man. How important was this year to have actually a true spring and true summer? Because, you know, a lot of guys took it for granted. They was taken away from them. And that guy kind of enjoyed going to class again because they couldn't go to class last year when they wanted to. So how's it been for your young men getting to really enjoy the experience there more than they did last year because they took it for granted when it was gone?
Oh, I think just the continuity, being able to go to class, being in a routine. You know, it's, I don't think people realize how important the summer is. You know, you're getting 8 weeks of an opportunity to make your team better. Guys can gel. That's valuable 8 weeks. And then going through an entire preseason where guys can get into a routine. We didn't have a routine last year. It was kind of hit and miss throughout the entire season. But you got a lot more continuity. And then also with returners, you know, that experience, them understanding our offensive schemes, defensive schemes, and also having the ability to understand how we do things on a day-to-day basis. So I'm excited with this group. They've been very coachable. Things are gelling. And then, you know, like I said, that November 9th date right before us.
No doubt. It's coming up right here on Tuesday, Coach Berg. Tell me about that Ball State team, man. A team out of the MAC, tough team, one of the top mid-major leagues in the nation. You can get one or two bids depending on the year, man. Tell me about that Ball State team you got playing here on Tuesday, brother.
Extremely talented. You know, I have the utmost respect for that coaching staff. Getting a chance to see, you know, veteran coaching staff, seeing what they've done over the past few years. You know, with this one-time transfer rule, there's a lot of new bodies, I think, across the board, not just, you know, in certain teams, but across the board, all of Division I basketball. So I think you're going to get a chance to see a lot of new teams throughout the entire season, not just, you know, Ball State. But we know they're well-coached, getting a chance to break down personnel. They got talented players. It'll be a great test for us on November 9th.
No doubt. And, Coach, you got some great opponents on your non-conference schedule. You got South Florida, Georgia Tech up here in Atlanta. You got Mercer and Macon. You got, you know, some quality opponents. Get you ready for that tough Sun Belt play because your conference is very tough from top to bottom. Tell you about the non-conference schedule and making it challenging for your guys to get ready for that tough Sun Belt play.
We felt it was going to be extremely important to play a challenging schedule to prepare us for Sun Belt play as well as the Sun Belt tournament. We had 13 home games. We have 17 road games. We're playing Wofford, playing Fordham at Fordham, playing Hampton in the MTE. Like you said, we're going to go to Mercer. We're going to go to Moorhead, you know, pick second in their league. It's extremely challenging. Also going to go to Campbell, play on the road at Campbell, one of the top teams in the Big South. We felt that, hey, with an experienced team that we have here at Georgia Southern, nine letter winners returning, let's have the ability to go on the road, test ourselves so we can be prepared for Sun Belt play as well as the Sun Belt tournament.
You kind of lead me to the next point, Coach. You got a nice veteran roster with young guys in that pipeline. And how important was having this COVID year to have one more guy stay in the program an extra year, helping you as well establish your culture?
You know, across the board, you're seeing a lot of super seniors, guys that are COVID seniors. And those guys have a lot of experience. We do as well. You know, I look back at last year with kind of the ups and downs throughout the season and all the adversity these players face. This group stuck together. And then on top of that, you have guys that have been through the fire. You know, that allows your team to get closer together in moments of adversity. They understand that. We have one common goal, and that's to win. and then also setting the culture for the new guys that have come into our program. We have a standard in regards to our culture, and these guys are, you know, hanging tough to in regards to that standard. So I've been very pleased with the direction we've been moving, the culture that we've created over the last 19 months. And like I said, excited about this upcoming season.
And you're in a great spot because Georgia Southern has a known for winning down there in Statesboro. So, and then when you talk about the transfer portal and the one-year transfer rule, guys want to come play for you because you've been in high major level. You can help a young man get to the pros and play ball with being in the NBA or in Europe or be over in Asia. So talk about how your experience as a coach and a recruiter in a high major level and your program at Georgia Southern, history for winning, helping guys who didn't find the right fit in that portal to come play for you guys if the fit's right for you.
You look at Georgia Southern, this is a hidden gem. Unbelievable school. Over 27,000 students go to Georgia Southern. A lot of people forget that. It's a college town, great atmosphere. And then just, you know, looking at our overall staff, have an unbelievable staff. Chris Shumate, our associate head coach, high major experience. Tim McAllister, he was with us at Texas Tech, also spent time at Creighton, Murray State. Then most recently elevated Cavell Witter. This guy played at Creighton. He also played 7 years pro. Extremely excited about Cavell Witter. Then also joining our staff is actually announced will be today, Hall of Fame coach Eddie Martin. Recently was at Buford High School. He's joining our staff as an advisor and extremely excited. You know, Coach Martin's won 9 state championships in the state of Georgia, won over 800 games. Surrounding myself with elite level people. From a recruiting standpoint, myself put 10 players in the association over the last 5 seasons, one way or another, whether it be summer league, two-way contracts, first-round draft picks, second-round draft picks. So we understand what it takes to win at an elite level, and that's having great players and then guys buying into the system. And I surrounded myself with elite-level people on our staff. We have, you know, we have a great institution, great leadership in regards to Dr. Kyle Marrero, as well as our athletic director, Jared Minko. So future's bright here at Georgia Southern, and like I said, it's a hidden gem.
And Coach Bird, talk about this too, man. The piece of player development piece that you are so good at, man, because a lot of guys, you find them, he's like, they might not be the pro when you get them, but that over those years of in the weight room, on-court development, watching the film, mentally developed them as players. Talk about that player development piece that your staff and you specialize in helping young men grow their bodies and their games to be elite players on multiple levels of basketball.
I did. I appreciate your kind words there, but we are a development program. This day and age in college athletics, you have to put in the time, you have to put in the work, and you have to have a plan. And our plan is our process. We execute this on a day-to-day basis. It's taken us around 18 to 19 months for everyone to understand what it takes on a day-to-day basis. And we're executing this with consistency. Once you execute with consistency and discipline, you're starting to see the payoff, and players are seeing it. But it's every single day guys coming in with the right mindset. And collectively, once they see themselves getting better, they don't want to stop. And that allows you to have success, especially in the development of our program, to, you know, to be able to turn those into wins. So extremely excited with these players. They bought into that aspect. We are a developmental program. Guys are getting better, and we're excited for these guys that are returners to make a jump.
And Coach Berg, what I love about, say, of George is how you guys are one, and you all are love like friends. Like Amir talks about how good you are to him, and Rob Lanier, and Josh Pastner, and Greg Geary, and yourself, Statesboro. Talk about you guys' connection as you coaches here in the state of D1 schools in the state. How you all together, and how's a friendship? You want to be each other, of course, when you play, but the rest of the year, you all are friends and have each other's back whenever a guy needs somebody.
Yeah, from a coaching standpoint, it's like, you know, it's just like a fraternity. Getting a chance to know Amir over the years, seeing his success. He set an unbelievable foundation at Kennesaw. Being a Houston native, Josh Pastner, the same. Have the utmost respect with Coach Pastner. Getting a chance to see what he's done at Georgia Tech, especially last season. Excited about that game. We get a chance to play right after Thanksgiving. And then Coach Geary, knowing him over the years. Talented coach. Then also the utmost respect for Rob Lanier in our league. He's done a great job. Unbelievable pedigree as a coach. Got a great staff around him. I like the rivalry. Just have the utmost respect for all the Division I coaches in the state of Georgia. Coach Crean in Georgia as well. So it's a challenging state in regards to how much talent is in this state and how high level of coaching it is. But like I said, it's a fraternity. You pull in for other coaches. And feel very fortunate to be the head coach here at Georgia Southern.
Coach Berger, thank you for your time today, brother. I want to see you at Mercer for sure. Maybe if State works out with the Hall of Schedule, I'll see you at Georgia State as well, buddy.
Well, I look forward to getting you down in the States, bro. I can't thank you enough for your time today.
I look forward to it, brother. I will do that for you, man.
Thanks so much. Safe travels.
See you, buddy.